Okay, this week's parsha, Parshas Ki Savo. Torah tells us in Revi, Vayitzav Moshe v'Zikni Yisrael Sam Lemor, Shamor es kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzvah eskaim hayom. Vayom asher tavru was a yarden el aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein loch v'chamos olcha avodim gedolos v'sato osom basid v'katavto v'chasavto aleihen es kol divrei ha-torah azos bravrecha v'man asher tavo el aretz asher Hashem elokecha nosein loch eretz zom eskola v'dvash asher divrei Hashem elokecha v'sech loch. So there was a mitzvah to write the Torah on Avonim. They came into Eretz Yisrael and they were given a mitzvah to write the Torah on these big stones. So it's like a strange type of mitzvah. They write the Torah on the stones. What's behind this mitzvah? So take a look in the Shemi Shmuel on page 5. So the Shemi Shmuel says, the mitzvahs k'siva sefer Torah lavanim v'yom sh'ovru was a yarden yesh lizbonin. The mitzvahs k'siva sefer Torah liyachid ulemelech yal klaf ugvil habo mi bali chayim. But normally the mitzvah of writing Torah, you write on parchment, which comes from live animals. And here we're told to write on inanimate, on domim, on an evan. So he says, so he says, there's a remez here. What is the Torah trying to teach us? He says from his father, the Avnei Nezer, Shu remez, L'man yikvu divrei Torah b'leiv ha'adam. Ki inyan chosveim aluach libecha. He says that the idea is based on the pasuk in Mishle here on page 4. Chesed ve'emes al yazvucha, kashreim al gargirosecha, chosveim aluach libecha. That the Torah has to be written on your heart. I remember Rabbi Alman from Brooklyn once said a drasha. The idea is that the Torah becomes part of you. It changes you. It makes you a different type of person. Kosvim aluch libecha. He says, so he says that the Evan is represented what the Pasuk in Mishlei says, the Luach Libecha. And he writes on page 6, the Kuda Pnimish Shebelev, it's Ein Bazuama. In other words, the person's heart can become Zuama, can be get filthy, but the innermost of the heart remains pure. The Kuda Pnimish, what he calls Shebelev. Ein Bazuama, Mitzar Asma, Lezul Romzim Ha'avonim. And that's what the Avonim are represented. It's the heart. It's trying to teach you that the Torah, like Rabbi Amram was saying, the Torah is not something you learn, but it has to, like Rav David Lifshitz used to say, whatever you learn, the ikar is that it should nichnas laleif. It's not enough that it comes into your moach, into your brain, but it has to be what? It has to be nichnas laleif. Kosvei maluach libecha. And that's the avonim, is representing the luach libecha of the Adam, the rekuda pnimis of the Adam. And that's what the Shem Yishmuel quotes another Gemara in Brachas on page 7 of Vav Amud Beis, where the Gemara says about Sameach Hasan V'Kala. So in the third line, after the bracket, it says, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Zoche le Torah. Zoche le Torah shenitna b'chamisha kolos. The person who is Sameach Hasan V'Kala is Zoche le Torah shenitna b'chamisha kolos. So the Shem Yishmuel says, what's the difference between a kol and a dibur? They both seem to mean sound. But he writes on page 10 in the fourth line, we neachilik shemen kol a dibur to kol hu pnimius, the dibur chitzonius. So Torah shenidna b'chamisha kolos means that it went into the innermost of the person. In other words, a person learns and it's just superficial and it doesn't affect him as a person. He just learns different things, but it doesn't change him as a person. So that's not what the Torah was. The Torah was given b'koilos, because the Torah was luach libecha. The Torah was given that it should affect the innermost of the person. So that's what it means. The kol upnimis v'dibur chinuga Torah shenidna b'chamisha kolos lo b'dibur levad zemora al pnimius shegamkei nidna l'Yisrael. And that's what it means. Ki zocha l'chamisha kolos. So the idea being, k'sivas Torah navonim, the Evan represents the Lev HaAdam, Luach Libecha. And there has to be a correlation between how much we learn and how better a person we become. I mean, a lot of people learn. In other words, in this generation, learning became, you know, popular, daf yomi, different things. But the unfortunate thing is that it's not always, a lot of times it is, but it's not always, we don't always see a correlation between the amount of learning and the taras halev, and the goodness of the heart. And the true learning, to see if a person, the learning was really meaningful. So now, is this person, he acts better, he's more of an onav, he's more of a caring person, did it transform him? Like Rabbi Amram was saying, is it kosveim aluach libecha? Because that's the message that the Shem Yishmuel says, is that we get what they wrote the Avonim on what? On the Avonim. They wrote the Torah on the Avonim when they came in. That's the kosveim. And that's what the Torah is given b'chamisha koilos. It wasn't given b'chamisha diburim. Dibur is Misaf alochutz. It's whatever noise I make with my mouth, that's my dibur. But my kol comes from the innermost. And the Torah was given from the innermost to the innermost. Because limra Torah is not just about, do you know this information? Do you not? It's not a question just of amassing information. It's a transformation process of an individual. And that sometimes is lacking. There might be a a person learning a lot, but not necessarily the correlation between Kasvei Maluach, as Rabbi Amram pointed out, Kasvei Maluach Lubecha. It's interesting that in Pirkei Avos, in Perek Vav, on page 11, it tells you different ways that you could coin a Torah. Obviously, if you spend a lot of time doing it, not doing this, not doing that, distractions, etc. But then, the Mishnah says, or the Braisa, as Rav Shechter pointed out, second line, Hanose Ba'ol Im Chaveiro. That's a very important yisod. Hanose Ba'ol Im Chaveiro means that if your friend has a problem, and you help him carry it, you carry it with him. You show that you care about him. So it's your problem too. So like Rabbi Rosenzweig once said. So you know, say, like Rosenzweig once said, Shurash brought down, Nosi ba'olim chaveiro. Nosi ba'olim chaveiro. So why is that a way of bikona Torah? I understand miyat schora, miyat shena, miyat this, Kona Torah if you don't spend too much time on other things, I understand. But the concept that you're what? You're Nosi ba'olim chaveiro, why is that a method of being Kona Torah? So I pointed out in the Sefer, in the Nimei Baruch, on page 19, two lines from the bottom. Emes, the Chol Zeh Nimtza B'Furash B'Perek Kinyan HaTorah. Shechoshev Atana Es Inyan Zanitzias Ba'olim Chaveiro. Why is that one of the Kinyanim? What does it have to do? Page 20. So I quote from the Sefer Cheshev HaEifod. So he says, "Adam rotsu liskos lahavin liknos haTorah. Alav liknos leiv mevin umargish hazulas. Kedei sheyesh lo leiv mevin umargish hazulas. Laad laad yaschi lahavin hekol mitzvah bemes latovas hazulas." As he's saying for the Sefer Cheshev Eifod, that all the Torah, like the Gemara says, the famous Gemara in Sota. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says on page 8, Yudal Amar Aleph, Darash Rav Simlai, Torah Tchiloso Gemilas Chasodim, Besofo Gemilas Chasodim. The Torah begins with Gemilas Chasodim. What's the beginning? The Torah says, Vayash Hashem Lokim Odom Ulishto Kosnus Or Vayal Bishem. The Sofo Gemilas Chasodim. Tichsiv Vayikavero So Bagai. Hashem buried Moshe Rabbeinu. So the whole point of Torah is to make you a leif tov. That's what's kosvei maluach libecha. That's the idea the Shem Shmuel says, that they wrote the Torah on the Avanim when they came in. That's the idea, says the Shem Shmuel, of kosvei maluach libecha. That it's not just you learning Torah with your head, but now, as Rabbi Amram pointed out, you become a bal regesh. You care about others. So that's why if a person has that midah, that he's Nosei Ba'olim Chaveiro, so that's the Sefer Sefer Cheshev HaEifod writes, then it's a Kenyan Torah, because then you're being more susceptible to learn Torah, because the Torah is all about teaching you to be a Leiv Tov. And a Leiv Tov means that you're not selfish, you care about others, you do for others, etc. And that's Kosvei Maluach Libecha. So therefore, you would think, what does that have to do with Nosi Ba'olim Chaveiro? I care about my friends, and when they have a problem, I share the problem with them, so that's going to make me learn better? Yes, that's going to make you learn better, because that's what the whole Torah is about. So if you have that tchuna, it's going to be a more natural connection. I think the Maral writes something similar. Maral writes that the Torah is given for the klal. The Torah wasn't given for the yochid, it was given for the klal. So the more person is mekusher to the klal, the more the Torah will be nichtas. And that's the idea that the Maral says pshat in the Gemara in Yuma, on page 14. The Gemara says, Amarav, Kiyem Avram Avinu Kol HaTorah Kula. Because Avraham Avinu is Mekayim the whole Torah even before it was given. Now how does that work? How is he Mekayim the whole Torah before it was given? And he learns it out from a Pasuk, Shenemar Ekev Asher Shama Avraham Bekoli. So what's the pshat? So he says very beautifully, the Maral Tiferes Yisrael, page 15-16, says like this. Because we saw the Gemara says that Torah is Tchilaso Chesed and Sofa Chesed. The Torah starts with Chesed, clothing for Adam and Chava. It ends with Chesed, Kavurs Moshe Rabbeinu. The Torah is Chesed. So Avraham Avinu, who by nature was the ultimate Omer HaChesed, was able intuitively to mechavim to the whole Torah before it was given. Because he was mechavim, because his whole mahus was chesed, so he was able to know what the Torah is going to be like even before it was given. Because he's a Baal Chesed. He's a Baal Chesed. So a Baal Chesed, by nature, is going to understand the Torah even before it was given. So that's what the Maral says here on page 16, where the arrow is. V'kach Avram mitzad hamida hazos roi lios dovek b'torah legamrei v'kach yim Avram kol ha-torah kula. Because Avram Avinu was the mida of chesed. And the Torah is Torah's Chesed. So Memela, he knows what the Torah is going to be about, because that's his essence. And that's Torah Tchiloso Chesed, the Sofo Chesed. And that's what the Shem Yishmur says is the Musar Haskel. Such a funny mitzvah. And it's interesting, like Rav Shechter pointed out, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that when they came into Eretz Yisrael, this fits in. That Klal Yisrael is mitzuva on Arvus. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazet. That's why in Parshas Nitzavim it says Hanistar Shlashem Elokeinu Aniglos L'Anum Uvenenu Ad Olam. It has the dots to say that the idea of Aniglos L'Anum Uvenenu Ad Olam, that we have to take responsibility for other people, didn't happen right away. Only when they went into Eretz Yisrael. That's what the Maral explains. So Memela, that's the idea. That's the idea that the Torah was given to be a Torah's Chesed. It's a Torah's Chaim. It's not just an intellectual, like Rabbi Cohen said, it's not just an intellectual pursuit. Who knows more facts? Who knows more information? It's about who made their heart of Kosvein Aluach Libecha. That's why one of the Kinyanei Torah, to be kind of Torah, you have to be noisy ba'ol b'chavoyah. I understand miyat schoira, miyat sheina, di b'chavayrim. I understand how these things are Kinyanei Torah. But why noisy ba'ol b'chavayrim? So that's the idea. That's the idea that noisy ba'ol b'chavayrim, like the Maral says, it shows that you're not only for yourself. And therefore, the Torah is for the klal. That's why it's the Sefer Zev Yitrov points out, what is Matan Torah called in Chumash? What is Matan Torah called in Chumash? Yom HaKol. Yom HaKol. Right? In Chumash Devarim, it says, calls Matan Torah, and he's a whole piece in the Sefer Zev Yitrov about this. Yom HaKol, it's the day of congregation. Because the Torah, it's not only, I think some explained, looked at maybe in the Sefer Zev Yitrov, it's not only about congregating, but it's about making people care about other people, and the idea of Torah being a Torah's Chesed. And sometimes we don't realize, because in other pursuits, in other legal systems, so it's all about just knowing what the law is. It's not about transformation of the person. But our Torah, like Rav Lavalisha said, is the Torah of Nichnas Lalev. Nichnas Lalev. And that's kosvim aluch libecha. And that's why Hagrizim and Ha'evel was the time of Kabbalah Satorah, Arvus, is this idea. And that's why the Torah was given, what? Not b'chamisha as the Shem Shmuel, not chamisha diburim, but chamisha koilos. Because kol comes from the pnimius ha'adam. Dibur is misafa menachutz. I speak with my mouth. Do I really mean it? Maybe not. This person speaks with his mouth. Does he mean it? Not. But the kol comes from the inner sincerity, the inner caring. And the Torah was given, not b'dibur, was given b'kol. Chamisha koilos. And that's the yisod. And that's why the Torah is the Torah's chesed. The Torah tchiloso chesed, v'sofo chesed. And the Torah is written down on avonim. This avonim is the part of the heart, represents the part of the heart that's not tainted, stays pure, and the Torah is nechdashon. So as we get to the end of the year, I think it's always important to make a cheshbon hanefesh. Do I feel that my Torah is affecting me, transforming me, or is it just amusing to me? And our goal of Torah's chesed is having the Torah nichnas to mekirbi, and then affect my life, make me a different person. Make me a more honest person. Make me a better person, a better Baal Chesed. That's why Avraham Avinu, he's a natural Baal Chesed. So then naturally he knows the Torah. So he was able to mechave into the Torah on his own. And that's the yesod that we have here in the last point, on page 22, there's another yisod. The Torah's nichtas l'leiv. See, a lot of times people think, oh, I'm going to do this, I have compassion, I do this, I do that. But it's not necessarily coming from the Torah. In other words, the Torah has to nichtas l'leiv, because the chesed that you do has to be chesed according to the Torah. Is it the kind of lashon of quotes? This story from Rabbi Akiva in the Sechas Smachos. Take a look on page 22. First word of the line is Rabbi Akiva. Petchilas halichoso lumon. That is when Rabbi Akiva was starting off to learn. Matzah meis mitzvah. He saw a dead body in the field. So he felt, hey, I'm going to help out. Right? Base mitzvah is a big mitzvah to bury a dead body that no one else is burying. So you know what he did? He carried it many miles till the cemetery, and he buried it. So he came into the Chachamim and he said, look what I did, such a mitzvah. And the Chachamim said, what you did was a terrible avera. Every step you took was shvichas dam. Why? Because mace mitzvah is kano mekoyim, and the din is you're supposed to bury the meis mitzvah on the spot. So he says, "B'chilas hilachah lulman matzah meis mitzvah." And also, so coming in, lo yodak he meis mitzvah kano mekoma. Chashuv shasam mitzvah gedola. Uvivado yodak he asham bechol kiyun shovich damim. Ki kein der kol hamischaseid lo yodak din toyim. See, if a person wants to do chesed, but he doesn't know what's called chesed in the Torah. So it's not enough that you have a good lathe, but the lathe has to have the Torah nichnas the lathe, because the Torah has to direct the lathe. It sounds good to me. Wow, what a mitzvah. He carried it 10 miles to bury it. Such compassion. And the Chacham said, I'll call psia upsia, you were shofek damim, because that's not the halacha. He tried to do chesed, but it was wrong. Because halacha is, you see a dead body that no one cares, you bury it. You bury it right there, because because you shouldn't be moving it around. Yeah, shofar domim, because the mace needs its menucha in the makom. You're taking away from the
for the
mace, I guess. Yeah, that's the halacha. That's the halacha. But the point being is that a person can have a kind heart, but the kind heart could be tainted by values that are not Torah values. So, we care about this, we care about that, but that's not what the Torah value is. In other words, Torah avodah gemilas chasadim, says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, the gemilas chasadim has to be al pi Torah. Because if it's not gemilas chasadim, so kosher meluach libet, you have to have a, it's not enough to learn in your heart, in your mind. You have to be a good person. But good person means what the Torah is called a good person. Right. Like Rabbi Joseph said, you give tzedakah not because you think you should give tzedakah. The Torah says you should give tzedakah. Right. The Torah is saying, because the Torah tells us, because it's not what we think. Because people have objective views that they get from the outside world of what's good and what's not good, what's proper and what's not proper. But the Rav Chaim Volozhiner, so this, like Rabbi Akiva, it sounded like he did the greatest thing in the world. But it was gemilas chasadim, but it wasn't Torah avodah gemilas. It wasn't gemilas chasadim al pi Torah, because he was first starting off, so he wasn't learned yet. And he came to the rabbanon after he did this, thinking they're going to give him a big yashar koyach. And they said, you know, what you did was kol psi, every step you took was shvichas damim. So that's kosvei maluch libechad. The Torah is written on the avonim. Says the Shem Shmuel, means that the Torah has to be written on our hearts. Kosvei Aluch libecha, the Torah transforms us. The Torah's, because the Torah in itself, the mahus of Torah, is what? Kivaso chesed, the sofo chesed. It's not just about learning. It's what we learn. But you look at my hakdama to Sefer Bereishis. The Medrash Rabbah says, Solas bincho blula v'shemen, she toroso blula b'maisim Torah. That's what the Vilna Gaon says pshat from his brother in the Yerushalmi, that a person that learns and doesn't do, so it's better that he would have stayed in his mother's womb than not come out to the world. So what's pshat? Why does it say that way? Why did it phrase it that way? So the brother Vilna Gaon says, because if you're only here to learn and not to do maisim tovim, then you can stay in your mother's womb, you learn from the Malach. So why are you coming to this world? You're coming to this world that it should be Torah, a lot of Torah, but also Maisim Tovim. Maisim Tovim you can't do inside your mother's womb. So that's the Kosim Aluch Libecha, that the Torah has to be, the Chesed is Al Pi Torah. Not what do I think is Chesed? What do I think is good? What does the Torah say is good? Not what you think. You think that this is that. But you don't know what the Torah says. So Ksivas Torah Alvanim Mashmusa Velikcha Kosveim Aluach Libecha, as the Shem Yishmuel points out.